You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
It's going to be a long summer of live sheep exports to the Northern Hemisphere, with the federal government stopping short of recommending a ban on the trade. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says all 23 recommendations have been accepted from an independent review by veterinarian Michael McCarthy. Measures to be implemented include a 28% reduction in the density animals can be stocked and a halving of the reportable mortality rate, taking it to 1%. But he says other proposals, such as those seeking to reduce heat stress, need closer examination. The minister says he's serious about cleaning up the industry.
Government cannot do this by our own. We need the community to come with us. Today is about setting a new course for the live export industry. There's still a lot more to be done, and I give you a commitment to lead that journey. If anyone in the industry is not up to it, I urge them to leave now, because there's too much at stake.
The trade has come under increasing scrutiny following claims of animal cruelty and high mortality rates. Minister Littleproud says tougher penalties, including longer jail sentences and fines ranging from $420,000 for individuals and $4.2 million for companies, will be brought in. And independent observers will be on board all ships carrying sheep or cattle. The National Farmers Federation has praised what it's called an evidence-based approach. President Fiona Simpson says animal welfare is the farmers' highest priority.
We want transparency, we want strong regulation, we want standards that are going to assure the animal welfare, the highest animal welfare standards on board ships that match our animal welfare standards on farm. And we just have to build that knowledge as we go along.
But animal groups argue the measures don't go far enough. RSPCA Australia Chief Scientist Dr. Bidder Jones says the live export industry is declining and doesn't deserve a second chance.
So what the minister has done is taken the economics of the trade and put that ahead of animal welfare yet again. None of the changes that have been put into place will prevent sheep from suffering and dying this Middle Eastern summer.
Meanwhile, Liberal backbencher Susan Lee says she'll introduce a private members' bill next week to try to stop the practice. Several members of the Liberal Party, the Greens and Labor have also voiced their support for ending the trade, with Labor saying it will back Ms. Lee's bill as long as the end date for the industry is no less than 5 years away. Labor's agriculture spokesman Joel Fitzgibbon says the government seems to be hoping the issue will just go away.
The changes announced today are a political fix. They are designed to kick the problem down the road, indeed designed to kick the problem beyond the next federal election. That road will be, sadly, I suspect, a long one, and along that road there can be little doubt that we will see another major incident on our television screens. And at every milepost on that road, sheep will continue to suffer.
Staunchly opposed to any moves to end the trade, however, are the Nationals, with New South Wales Senator John Williams warning against any hasty or precipitous reactions. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.